just a second. We're just. I still got to finish
down the track.
Okay.
Stay cool.
Thank you.
This is the weather, man, and this is how we're busting it here in the nine tray.
Some call it the space age or the electronic age. It's an age when change is the key word. An era of planned obsolescence. Fads and in people. A whole new culture. We have pop art, fashions and music, as well as pop influence in other areas of our daily lives.
What's right? We just tell them what's wrong.
Comes through all the static in his, pulling just enough words from the storm-filled sky to know that someone, somewhere needs this. The radio runs to the wheelhouse.
Since there's no common tongue for adults and for teens,
human body.
Dragon head.
Head right towards the others. Look at that one. Bigger than the rest. He looks like... He is a dragon, breathing smog and fire.
And he walks like a man.
I think he breathes out.
Earth people!
Talking about who now?
I think he was talking about me. Earth people. No. Pretty much, I qualified.
You called it.
Yeah.
You qualified it.
And it's Spock, so. Kirk, you could laugh at, but if Spock calls you, you have to listen.
Mention you that you are the Earth people.
Give them what they want. Yeah. You know, every single Earth person. And, you know, that's a huge responsibility. We just dump.
That's why
the
they came here, right? The yeah. aliens who kind yeah, of that, excavated
and to hear
us all.
Bob O'Reilly covers. Mostly. Except for that one guy, you know, that's always the one guy. Big bootay, flam.
I, Draco, king of the dragon men, master
Everybody
of the heavens.
From this
moment, you would yell back at him and say, whatever you're talking about, aliens, I don't care. I'm going to play some rock and roll. That's what Wolfman should have said to the Cylons, you know?
Oh, he should have stuck up for humanity, you mean?
Yeah, they'd say, you know, by our command. And then Wolfman should have said, not as long as I got rock and roll.
Yeah, exactly.
He would have fought him with rock and roll.
Instead, he was playing like Linda Ronstadt and Billy Joel, and, you know, it was kind of over, you know, with that, you know.
Red Rubber Ball by the Circle, you know, it's cute. Early versions, but would turn out to be middle of the road. See? The party's just begun. That's how rock and roll feels. By the time you get there, the internationally famous rock star is thinking about jumping off your roof into the pool. And you know you're at the right party then. Yeah, I know. Okay. That's fine. What was the name of the in Rockstar? The Steel
no, I never
Stallion?
Saw that one. That's
Steel Stallion.
Wahlberg one?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I like it a lot. It's so goofy. It's like a little MTV flick, kind of. MTV. But yeah, he's like the number one fan who becomes the Mick Jagger and then gives the Mick Jagger to the number one fan. But some of the scenes are. At the beginning is the most wonderful, precious scene of. The band wants to play some of their own songs now, and Wahlberg's whole philosophy on why they should remain a Steel Stallion cover band, you know, that argument is just the greatest. It's like the guy who's the not your friend.
The G.I. Joe guy?
Yeah.
Me.
Man, we should go bowling sometime.
Two for rock and roll. What's the rest of you doing there? Oh, yeah. Well, listen. I don't know
Fly
what
me
on
to
on
the moon.
I guess it's an advance.
Let me play.
Out to the bar and stuck up with a few more barrels of whatever you fancy, then go ahead.
Score. Oh, George,
teenager me.
Oh,
Mr. Scope was expecting your call. We need your new address for the billing.
And where else do I stick?
No.
Well, one thing you better remember.
They were soft and creamy, and I really couldn't have done it.
Thanks that it isn't our child.
G.I. Joe Task Force, I was thinking.
Okay, hi, my name's Snowjob. I'm on the G.I. Joe Task Force.
See, that's the guy I was thinking about.
Snowjab.
I'm from Rivers Isles, Wisconsin.
River Falls, Wisconsin.
Oh, now I'm doing all the ninja stuff. On Fat Talk.
My style can't be duplicated or recycled.
I am a trap.
Looking for Dirk.
Forget about counseling. Forget about that. We can retreat.
I'm a human radio station.
Don't forget about self with your host, Juan Rapido.
For your theme.
What a bummer!
On Radio Valencia, Wednesday, 8 to 10.
And so John Fast marched through the desert.
Calton, take me away!
Radio Valencia.
You don't love her, so call on me. Someone to share things. Happy day. I'm not ready. I can see you need some cheering.
Amen.
What was that about the gate?
And how she gave me life. And maybe tell you when I'm straight. Some velvet morning.
And how you don't remember me, but we used to work together.
My name is Keanu Reeves.
This can't be.
I can carry nearly 80 gigs of data in my head.
And a psychic piano.
We're out here to play some gigs.
No way.
You really got superpowers.
And this is the Puzzling Evidence Show.
And they don't understand it. I understand it very well.
He just should have done that. And then I wouldn't have to hunt him down until the end of my day.
And we'll even bill you for that.
I grabbed Keanu Reeves.
Wine.
Better.
Wine.
Well, what do you know?
Wine.
Pay it, and we'll even bill you for that. Pay it, and we'll even bill you for that.
Hey,
pay it,
where do I sign?
Pay it, and we'll even bill you for that. Pay it.
Need believe and leave. I look at you, Bill, dang you. Need believe and leave. So really color more.
My dream, you see me struggling to you, wake me up.
I'm not here for you, let's not do this.
In your Chevrolet, America is asking you to call. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA. America's the greatest land of all. On a highway or a road along a levee. Performance is sweeter, nothing can beat her. Life is completer in a Chevy.
Asshole, get up and make me breakfast.
Having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one.
I've got the body.
Wake up! Get up!
constipation, drowsiness, blurred vision, dizziness, diarrhea, and nausea.
I don't smell this. I'm in coffee.
If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one.
Digestive, neurological, and skin side effects may occur.
There is a risk of increased blood pressure, sometimes severe
depression, weight loss, migraines, or heart disease.
You should know
there is a risk of seizure,
abdominal discomfort, faintness, and cramps.
Acute asthma attacks, dehydration,
dry eyes, headache, constipation, and indigestion.
Getting high, getting high, getting high blood pressure.
New at bed.
Stronger and faster.
Extra strength.
Hot, flashy,
fever, irritability, drowsiness, restlessness.
I've got the brain.
Your results may vary, but for many people, one daily dose provides 24 hours of headache, diarrhea, and abdominal pain.
Your fucking wake-up call, man! I am an FBI agent!
Emergency.
10:36.
10:36. Correct time.
10:42.
Traffic accident. We've enclosed a more nearly complete list of the tens and their meanings with this recording. You may want to keep it near your CB set.
Too darn high. It's too darn high. I
yesterday.
It's called the Pee Wee Herman. Just move your hand into the front, and if you can't hear the music, say, huh? What? And totally, this is a song for anybody who's in a good thing and does know it.
How do you do, boys and girls? My name is Alfred Hitchcock, and I'm delighted to find that you believe in ghosts, too. After all, they believe in you, so it is only common courtesy and politeness to return the favor. As a matter of fact, I tell them human stories all the time. And they enjoy them immensely. Now, of course, the best way to listen to ghost stories is with the lights out.
Ooh, if I ever get this fucking stench out of my fucking nostrils.
There is nothing like a dark room to attract ghosts. And you may like to have some of our mutual friends come and listen with you. Are the lights out? Good.